In this bulletin, Victoria's health chief suggests an easing of border rules with South Australia from this weekend. Questions raised about a cyber attack on COVID-19 vaccine data. And in sport, a young Victorian Indigenous player is the AFL's top draft pick. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al. Victoria's health chief is recommending the state government end its permit scheme at the South Australian border for travel from the 12th of December. South Australia has reported at least 10 days in a row of no new infections, and from next week, it'll further ease local coronavirus restrictions. Professor Brett Sutton says arrivals from South Australia pose a lower risk to Victoria, and authorities are spot-checking passengers from flights. Victoria's Tourism Minister, Martin Pakula, says South Australia seems to be in control of its COVID-19 situation and he'd welcome visitors from that state.
I think most of the travel, you know, in terms of cross-border travel from South Australia, that's been primarily an issue around that border region. So it certainly will, for those border communities, it will make their lives significantly easier.
Victoria has recorded 41 days without any new coronavirus cases. People quarantining in Queensland hotels won't be able to have breaks for fresh air because of growing concern over COVID-19 case numbers. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says more infections are being detected in hotel quarantine and the state has a total of 22 coronavirus cases. 3 new overseas acquired cases have been recorded today. Dr. Young says breaches in the hotel system have led to outbreaks in other states, therefore she wants to be cautious to avoid issues in Queensland.
And Queenslanders have been really, really sensible to date. That's why we've had the fantastic response in Queensland that we've had. We have not seen transmission.
Queensland has also announced dancing will be allowed again at indoor venues such as pubs, bars, restaurants and clubs from Monday. The European Medicines Agency has confirmed cyber attackers have unlawfully accessed documents related to the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. It's believed no personal data of trial participants was compromised, and the agency has told the two companies that the attack won't affect the timeline for its review. It's unclear who was responsible and what information was affected. Regulators in the United Kingdom are warning patients with a history of allergy issues to avoid the new COVID-19 vaccine after 2 adverse reactions. 2 members of the National Health Service who had the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine suffered a reaction during the mass vaccination program. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormack, says the full set of data needs to be considered before the success of the program is determined.
And that's why I'm sure the UK Health authorities and officials who are managing this will do it in the best possible way. They'll learn from this, and certainly they've been advising people who do have ongoing allergic reaction difficulties perhaps to think again before they get the vaccine.
Federal Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says he hopes an inquiry into terrorist threats will lead to a reset of national security laws. Speaking to Sky News, Mr. Dutton says he wants the inquiry to shine a light on the activities of right-wing extremists and how to counter them. He ordered an inquiry into extremist movements and radicalism in Australia after Labor demanded a review of terror laws linked to far-right threats.
So I hope that there's more information that's able to be provided through that committee report. But also, I think it's important for us all the time to say if there's a better way that we can do things, then we're very open to it.
The committee has been told to report back by the end of April. In the AFL, the number one draft pick Indigenous player Jamara Ugalhagen is preparing to spend his first season at the Western Bulldogs. The Victorian is the first Indigenous top pick since Des Headland in 1998, and he's described the selection announced last night as unreal. The teenager, who grew up on the Framlingham Aboriginal Reserve near Warrnambool in southwest Victoria, told ABC he hopes he can be a strong role model for others.
It's obviously a rare sight to see Indigenous boys get picked number one, especially coming from an Indigenous community. It's tough to get up to the highest league and highest football spot. And I don't know, it's just unreal experience and opportunity that I've got to do. And hopefully my little brothers can follow me up and follow my footsteps.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two, possible storm, 36 degrees. Adelaide, clouds clearing, 25 degrees. Melbourne, an early shower and a sunny afternoon at 18. Hobart, cloudy, 17. Canberra, showers and a possible afternoon storm. Wollongong, a possible shower, windy. Sydney, similar conditions as yesterday, 26 degrees. Newcastle, a late shower. Brisbane, partly cloudy. Cairns, a cloudy 33. Darwin, mostly sunny at 35 degrees.